Google launched a tool this week that lets AI query your purchased book library. On the surface, this sounds like a useful feature. You've bought thousands of books over your lifetime on Google Play Books, and now you can ask an AI questions that draw on all of them simultaneously. Practical, even appealing. But there are layers here worth unpacking. Google is already in the middle of long-running legal battles over its digital book scanning program, the Google Books Project, which digitized millions of physical books and faced copyright challenges that went to the Supreme Court level. Now they're adding AI-powered querying of books people have purchased, which raises different but adjacent questions about how those books are being processed, whether the text is being used to train models, and what the terms of service actually say about usage.
The publishing industry is going to pay close attention to this. Authors and publishers have been fighting legal battles against AI companies over training data for several years, with mixed outcomes. A product that explicitly sits between a user's purchased books and an AI query engine puts Google right in the middle of that contested territory. Even if the legal framework for purchased content is technically cleaner than the training data debate, the optics and the industry relationships are complicated.
From a user perspective, the functionality is genuinely interesting. Being able to ask questions like, which of the books I've read discusses the relationship between monetary policy and unemployment, and get an answer synthesized across your personal library is qualitatively different from a Google search. It's leveraging the specific corpus of what you've read, your intellectual fingerprint, in a way, rather than the broader web.
On to CERN. The Atlas detector has recorded what's being described as the strongest hint yet of double Higgs boson production, a 2.6 sigma excess consistent with pairs of Higgs bosons being created simultaneously. For listeners who want the physics context, the Higgs boson was discovered in 2012, and its discovery was one of the landmark achievements of experimental physics. It confirmed the mechanism by which particles acquire mass. Finding pairs of them produced together is harder to observe and theoretically important because it would allow physicists to probe the shape of what's called the Higgs potential, the mathematical field structure underlying the mechanism of mass generation. 2.6 sigma, for context, is significant but below the 5 sigma threshold that physics conventionally requires to declare a discovery. So this is a strong hint, not a confirmed observation. But it's the strongest single-channel signal for this process ever recorded, and it points toward experiments that the high-luminosity LHC upgrade is specifically designed to push into definitive territory.
And then, there's Pete Hegseth. A Bulwark investigation has identified a network of pro-Trump social media influencers with ties to the Defense Department, apparently extending beyond the previously exposed Jenica Pounds case. The report describes Hegseth building what they're calling a troll army inside the Pentagon, using connections to pro-administration content creators.
This sits at the intersection of military information operations and domestic political communications in a way that raises serious institutional questions. The Department of Defense has specific legal restrictions on engaging in domestic influence operations. These rules exist because the prospect of military resources being turned toward shaping domestic political opinion is one of the oldest guardrails in civil-military relations. Whether what Hegseth is reportedly doing crosses those legal lines is something that would require a detailed factual investigation, but the structural description in the Bulwark report is worth taking seriously.